The automated targeting system assesses the terrorist risk of persons entering and leaving the United States. Homeland Security has collected information on travelers the past 4 years. Third District Congressman Ron Kind says Congress had no oversight in development of the program, and he doesn't know if it's been deployed at U.S. borders.
What this really smacks of, you know, without much more information, is the old J. Edgar Hoover files that he used to accumulate as director of the FBI and then creating political enemies list based on those files.
Once an assessment is made on someone, the government could keep the information 40 years. It may share details with other governments, agencies, and even potential employers. A person isn't allowed to know his or her score and can't challenge it. Kind says it's the result of the president's authority to invoke programs in the name of security.
For 6 years, you know, that's been able to work because he's been able to deal with a rubber stamp Congress refusing or not willing to ask tough questions or to hold effective hearings and conduct meaningful oversight. But all that is going to change come January when a Democratic majority comes to power in both the House and the Senate.
Kind says the program is similar in nature to a warrantless wiretapping program recently made public. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.